This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. This day in the United States figures to make history, ending with only the third impeachment of an American president. The House of Representatives is poised to approve two articles of impeachment against Donald Trump, abuse of power and obstruction of Congress. AP correspondent Sagar Mughani has a report.
It's very rare. As it should be.
Presidential historian Barbara Perry says the nation should try to avoid removing a democratically elected president unless absolutely warranted.
We present you not just with high crimes and misdemeanors, but a constitutional crime in progress.
Democrat Jamie Raskin says the president's already subverted democracy and is still trying to invite foreign election interference.
The majority is seeking to remove the president over something that didn't happen.
Republican Tom Cole says there's no reason to impeach the president, who says Democrats are doing what they say he did, abusing power.
The whole impeachment thing is a hoax.
Sagar Mughani, Washington.
The House vote is expected to be strictly along party lines, with the Democrats for and Republicans against impeachment. The eve of the vote saw impeachment demonstrations around the country. Here's AP correspondent Tim McGuire with a report.
Some 600 demonstrations from coast to coast, as far north as Alaska, as far south as Florida, were held Tuesday night ahead of Wednesday's House impeachment vote.
This is what democracy looks like.
In New York's Times Square, actor and comic writer Tim Harrod says President Trump has to go.
We've got an unqualified foreign stooge in the White House.
While the demonstrators were passionate in their demands, some were also disappointed that the rallies didn't draw as many people as other rallies for other issues in the past. Recent public opinion polls show the country just about evenly divided over whether to remove Trump from office. I'm Tim McGuire.
For more news, you can go to voanews.com online. There is also a mobile app for your listening convenience. From Washington, this is VOA.